to look at my notes.
And we are back with yet another exciting episode of Rick's Horror Review Show. That's Rick's with our... No, that's Rick's Horror Labs tonight, where we review absolutely everything and anything that is related to horror. Horror movies, horror TV shows, horror documentaries, horror YouTube shorts, horror primetime specials from the 1990s featuring Barbara Walters. And I'm Hugh Dow. Because around here, we absolutely love that shit. But tonight, a special episode, another exciting episode of Rick's Horror Labs with a special guest. Well, I wouldn't say that special. A normal human guest. Your name, please.
Fabiola.
What?
Fabi.
Oh, okay. Welcome to the show. Do you know what you're doing here tonight?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, good. Well, first and foremost, I want you to consent to the following things. You might... do you suffer from any physical or health conditions like heart problems?
As far as I know, no.
Okay. Diabetes, brain problems?
I don't think so. No.
Constipation?
Sometimes.
Now you're here. No one forced you to be here.
No.
You're here. No one's holding a gun to you. You're here because you want to be here. Good.
You put it that way, yes.
Okay, good. Good. This is good. I'm going to explain to you what you are doing here because you have no idea what is going on. This is called Rick's Horror Labs. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm Rick, by the way.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too. So what we are going to do is we are going to test your reaction to horror shit. How does that sound? Yay!
Let's see.
I have some questions for you. It says here, I have here in my notes that it says here that you absolutely love absolutely everything and anything that is related to horror. Is that true? You do love horror. It says here that nothing scares you.
It depends.
Well, the notes don't lie. I also have here, it says that you are not afraid of spiders.
Depends what size of spider is.
What spiders? You're afraid of spiders?
Yes.
Okay. Someone didn't take the... All right. It says here that you actually love clowns. Okay, that's a yes. Good. Love clowns. Okay. Things that have to do with witchcraft are some of your favorite things.
Yes, I love witchcraft.
You love witchcraft. Okay. If you could choose to watch one movie for the rest of your life, it would be The Nun.
Of course.
Okay. Haunted stuff. You already said you don't like spiders. Scary. I love to sit at home in the dark. Because it's where I feel the most comfortable. Would that be a true statement?
It's a true statement.
You love the dark. Okay.
I love the dark.
Good. Okay, well, I don't have any more questions. I think what we'll do now is we'll explain to you. If you look at the screen over here, I'm going to show you what we are going to do. What you have here in the top right window, you see that right white window that says Rick's Horror Labs Stress Meter? That's detecting your stress. So as you can see, anything in the range of like in between 300 and 400, it says no stress. It's green. It's good. You're feeling good. Underneath that, you have a thermal camera that is detecting your temperature, your body temperature. Now, you're probably not familiar with C. You probably want F. But, you know, it looks good from here. So congratulations. If we get to stress you out, which clearly is going to be pretty difficult considering you love horror, that temperature, I suspect, will go up. You see how it's actually going up right now? Going down. It's just somewhere around 30-something degrees Celsius. That's non-American. And then, obviously, the heart rate meter, which is a little jumpy over there. You might be moving the sensor a lot. Okay, so hopefully that settles itself down. But I think just the stress meter is going to give us an idea of whether or not the stuff we're going to show you, you find scary. So here's how this is going to work. I am going to leave this this short film called Fear Filter on for you. I am going to leave the lab, and I'm going to turn off all the lights. You are going to be in this laboratory setting by yourself. I will not be in here. If you get to the point, which I don't suspect will happen because I love fear, I suspect that won't happen. I won't have to come in here before this first video is over. We're going to do three tonight. Each one of them, I think it's 4, 10, and 7 minutes. So three of them. Let's see how your stress meter reacts. And let's see if we can get your temperature up. Okay, now pay attention to your temperature right now. You're going to take a look at this window here. This is going to happen. Now, I'm going to play three short videos today. One of them 7, the other one's like 10 minutes, and the other one's like 3 or something like that. Very short videos. So maximum of 30 minutes you'll be watching stuff. All right? Okay. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. 3. And of course, as usual, I'm leaving the room, okay? If you need anything, just raise your hand. And try to make sure that you don't move that heart rate meter from your finger. Right. Ready?
Ready.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Nightmares.
They're memories. Memories of what?
I was 9. It was just like any other day. I had just gotten done eating my after-school snack. When the doorbell rang. My mom answered the door and I just knew something bad had happened. The police captain, he informed my mom that my dad was sideswiped by a drunk driver while on duty. When I said goodbye to him that morning, that would be the very last time I would tell my dad I loved him. The next couple months were tough. Mom lost her will to live and got hooked on some pills that the doctor prescribed her. I was pretty much taking care of myself. Grandpa came for a visit one day and ended up staying. Mom didn't say a thing about it. She was too busy. Too busy on the dark web. And that's when things got strange. Really strange.
What?
What's going on? You've been down here for days. You haven't eaten anything. Allie's worried. I'm worried. Please come up and eat something.
Seriously, Dad.
Allie, I'm just going to bed. I'll be up in a minute to tuck you in.
I can see what's going on in the laptop. I I don't know what kind of shit you've gotten yourself into.
But
Allie needs you. You're not the only one mourning.
I don't need a lecture from you, Dad. You want me to eat? I'm eating. What more do you want from me?
You stay away from that thing. Take Allie to the mall. Take her to the park. Just do something for us.
Okay.
I've got to tuck her in.
Okay.
There's some milk in the fridge.
It's me, Allie. Come give your father a hug. Come here, baby.
Don't you recognize me? Get over here now.
We called the police and filed a missing persons report after the mandatory waiting period. That's the last time that I saw my mom.
I know, it sounds crazy.
Thank you. Thank you for trusting me and opening up.
Grandpa, He saved me. He took care of me. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. I wish you could have met him.
I wish I could have too. He did an awfully good a job on you. Okay, well, since we're awake, do you want to put in a movie?
A movie? What time is it?
I don't know. Movie time.
Okay.
Okay. You pick the movie, I'll go make us tea.
Okay.
I'm back. How was that?
It was a little scary, but not much.
Not too scary?
No.
So let's look at your data. Let's look at that stress meter. You said that you didn't really find this video too stressful, right?
Right.
Okay, if we look at the first window, let's just look at your temperature here. You're going from 28.1, 28.4. 29, 27, 27, 26. You're getting colder as time goes by. That's interesting. I thought people would... Look, you dropped a lot.
I did.
You started at 29 degrees, and you dropped down all the way down to... What, your lowest point here? Well, you kind of started to go back up there. 25.9 and stuff like that. Which is really interesting. Really, really interesting. Okay. Good. And now, if we look at the stress meter on the top right-hand corner, you started really high. Look at the scene, like that scene. Mm-hmm. As soon as it started, you were getting calm, and then that scene started. Maybe the music we finally started. Look at that stress, it dropped. Yes. Okay, you decided to go back up, kind of, because they're talking a lot and too much talking, and just kind of going back up and down. Oh, what is something? What happened here?
The curtain behind me started moving, but it's just where's the AC?
So something in here scared you?
Yeah, it was the curtain behind me moving. I was like, "What the hell?"
Okay, that didn't seem to scare you. You jumped back up. I think that's probably a false reading, and then you're just kind of a lot of talking. And it just, what happened here? This house scene really scared you.
It did?
Something happened. Look at that graph up here, that line.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I thought it was something gonna pop out.
Okay, what happened here? Like,
I don't know.
You keep going down. You keep stressing. You keep going down, and that's kind of where it stopped. But you know what? You're still in the normal stress levels.
Yay!
Congratulations.
One more.
Well, we actually got a couple more, but let's see what. Let's see how we do with, oops, not this. I don't know where I'll edit all this down.
Black hair appears behind the mother as she saw.
Oh, Lord.
The original.
I'm going to put the camera back on you. Now we're in a normal light. It looks like you're actually stressed out a little bit already. This is the second video, and like, look at your stress levels. They've actually gone up. Would you mind scooting over to your, closer this to your left a little bit? I want that. Yeah, and move the stool.
Like that?
Perfect. I want that heat camera to be right on you.
All right.
That works. Okay, that's good. Okay, well, it looks like you are at a greater stage of stress than you were when you began. So let's see what we got, all right? Here we go. Right. This is a 12-minute video, okay? This one's a little longer.
All right.
You ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1, and here we go.
Source of this first clip is unknown. The video shows a family celebrating their mother's birthday, but when the mother goes to blow out the candles of her birthday cake, someone or something is caught on camera.
Cumpleaños feliz, te deseamos a ti.
Someone or something with long dark hair appears behind the mother as she celebrates her birthday, but who or what is it? This video has left viewers creeped out. Many suggest that this is a demon, but what do you think?
Te deseamos a ti.
If you're a fan of scary videos, make sure you subscribe and hit the bell icon so you don't miss any JR thoughts below. The YouTube channel The Beach House uploaded this creepy video last year and titled it Real Ghost Caught on Camera. The family visit an old and supposedly haunted house, and while upstairs in one of the rooms, they end up capturing something which left their viewers spooked.
I don't know, I don't get a weird feeling in this room at all. Do you feel weird, Becca?
I actually do feel kind of weird in this room.
Yeah?
It's It's that we know what happened here, and we know the story behind it, and overall, I think it's just pretty creepy.
Behind the couple, in the mirror, a translucent figure appears for a few seconds before it disappears like it was never there. At the time, the couple didn't notice it, but after reviewing their footage back, they were creeped out by this capture. The beach house says that this is a real ghost caught on camera, but is it? Let me know what you think. This next clip was sent in and uploaded to the YouTube channel Paranormal Planet. Apparently, according to the description, a group of engineers were visiting an old World War II tunnel in the mountains of Japan when they started experiencing strange and unexplainable things while inside it. The camera started malfunctioning and strange voices were heard, even though nobody had access to the tunnels other than the small group of engineers. Prior to World War II, the tunnels were used for mining purposes and go as far down as 1,500 feet. While documenting their visit, they ended up capturing something which made their blood run cold. Like a transparent figure appears right in front of them in what looks like miner's clothing before it slips away through a solid wall. This clip, which has racked up over 10 million views since it was uploaded on the 30th of March 2011, has left viewers divided. Many agree with Paranormal Planet that this is a quote, ghost caught on tape, while others are skeptical. But ultimately, what do you think this is? Is it a real ghost caught on tape, as the uploader says? Let me know. Diane the Canning Nanny uploaded this video to YouTube over 3 years ago after she caught what she says is a ghost caught on our living room camera at 2 a.m. She says that, quote, "So, totally unrelated to any content I have ever done, we found this today on our living room camera at 2 a.m. this morning. Very clearly a woman, even Noah, our cat, saw it. You can see his eyes near the end of the video. I am sensitive to feeling spirits of family members, I have been saying for months, I feel a spirit here I do not recognize. To us, it looks like an older woman with long hair. You tell me what you all think." And after reading the comments, viewers agree that may be. Dressed in white with long dark hair can be seen moving past the camera. But what is it? Diane believes that this is a ghost caught on camera. And let me point out, Diane's channel is entirely focused around her cooking videos and days out. It has absolutely nothing to do with ghosts or anything paranormal. Only this video, which she uploaded to get help and answers on just what this could be. So, what is it? Is it a ghost caught on camera, as Diane believes? Use the comments to share your thoughts. Jan Rangel 1 published this video back in November after capturing something during Dia de los Muertos. Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, is a celebration in Mexico where people decorate their homes and set up altars for relatives that have passed away. It is said on this day that the spirits of those who have passed away return to the realm of the living during Dia de los Muertos. Han films her altar that she prepared on the Day of the Dead, but also captures something else in the video. Did you spot it? Look closely to the bottom right of the screen. A sort of transparent figure slowly approaches the altar before fading away into thin air. Given the day this occurred, commenters believe that this transparent figure is a spirit of Han's relatives. But what's your verdict on this transparent figure? Let me know in the comments. The following video was captured by a trail cam located somewhere in the forest of Menudo, Mexico. Apparently, the person who set up the camera had been hearing terrifying noises coming from the forest near his house. The noises were so loud that they disturbed the family in their sleep, and the father who lived in this house for years had never, ever heard anything like them before. Concerned for his family's safety, he places several static cameras in the areas surrounding his property, and late one night, one of the cameras caught this. White thing can be seen moving through the trees, but the person who recorded it has no idea what it is. Neither do viewers. What do you know what this is? Share your thoughts below. Anya Rose 1 uploaded the following clip to the internet in search of answers after finding a mysterious picture on her daughter's camera, and viewers have no clue. So, I'll roll the clip and let me know if you know what it is.
Oh my god, what is that? Oh my god, what is that?
Okay, so a little explanation on that video that I just uploaded of the photo. So my daughter had a friend over yesterday and they found a little camera, little, like it's like this big, that was given to her for Christmas a couple years ago. Not by us, by like a family member. And she got it when she was like 5. So it's been in their house for a long time. She doesn't really use it. She plays around with it sometimes. Anyway, so they found it and they were just taking photos, and so I decided to look at the photos today to laugh, to see like what silly photos 9-year-olds take of themselves, you know. And I'm scrolling through and there's like cute selfies, like them playing outside and picture the dog, and then there's that photo, and I go back and forth between that photo and the other photos. There's no like other photos of the kitchen or anything like that. It's literally just, there's only that one photo in from our kitchen. Yeah, so I'm gonna upload that photo tonight onto my computer to take a look at what that photo could possibly be, because it really makes no sense. My daughter's at school right now, so I haven't asked her what it could be. Who knows, it could be them playing around, but it looks tall for them. It's short for me. If you compare it in the doorway, it looks like it could be about 5 foot something, but it's, who knows? I'm terrible. I don't really know. I'm just like, pulling a number out of my ass. So yeah, fun times. Oh, and I wanted to say the date at the bottom. The date in the camera is incorrect. So I don't know why it says like 2019, but it was taken. Those photos were taken yesterday, unless it's 2019, but they were taken yesterday. Yesterday, so I'm scrolling, you know, da da da. And I'm like, what is that? What the f*** is that? Like, what is that? That's right here. Excuse how, like, messy that is, but what is that?
After flicking through her daughter's camera, which is several years old, Anya comes across a haunting photo. A mysterious dark thing is caught in a picture snapped by her daughter. But what is it? Viewers were left spooked by this capture, and many agree with top commenter Cortav that it looks like a headless, armless Victorian woman. And other users such as Pretty C suggest that it looks like the Bride in Black from the Insidious movies. Creepy. But what do you think this is? Is it something paranormal?
Okay. So neither one of you, neither you or I are on the screen right now because it just looks stupid and confusing. Never again. Okay, but now you can hear us. So tell me about, let's look at that temperature. Do you see the temperature over here?
Yeah.
Okay, so I asked you to move over and now it's capturing you and like 28.3. Did this scare you?
A few of them.
A little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
It looks like your temperature rose a little bit. Your stress is, let's see.
I think that was the first time that I saw that.
Yeah, shot. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Yeah, I guess a little bit. Okay, so the next video, let's see. For some reason, you start to drop a lot here, and there's like nothing on the screen. Look at your stress. You start to get really stressed out, and your temperature goes really high. Why? And you're not even looking at anything.
I don't know.
And look, you're in the red here. Before you even see the image, and did that scare you, the lady there?
Yeah, the very first clip.
Yeah, this
yeah,
one?
Yeah,
okay. And look at your stress is definitely high. Your heart rate, I think it's pretty high. Your temperature keeps going up too. The minor, okay, let's see. Did this video scare you?
No.
Not really?
Yeah,
so you keep going back up.
Yeah.
It's not really. You're actually in the normal. You're kind of in the normal, a little stressed. Let's see. Okay, you start going down. No, it didn't scare you because your stress level started to go up a little bit.
Which one was the one? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about?
I think a little bit on the El Día de los Muertos.
This one scared you?
A little bit, but I was expecting to see someone in another opposition.
Not in the back?
Not in the back, yeah.
Okay, what about this one here?
That was not that. Scary.
Okay, that's interesting because the Dia de los Muertos video definitely stressed you out. Look, you're
in the yeah, because I was expecting the image of the normal, not normal thing somewhere else. I was expecting to see it there.
Okay, yeah, because look, at the end of the video, you were in the red. Okay, you're still in the red, but it's probably because of the last video. Did this video scare you?
No, I don't think it did.
You don't think so? No. Okay, let's see what the numbers are.
Maybe at the end. Because I thought something was going to pop out on the
here?
Screen. Yeah, but nothing did.
So. Interesting. Okay. Just a little stress.
A little bit, yeah. That was a little
what about this one looked really boring when I was watching it? I don't know. You spoke for so long.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the sensor here, you must have moved your fingers because you dropped into like extreme stress here. Did you find this scary?
The very first shot, yes.
This, oh, you
yeah,
did?
Because
this scared you that much?
I couldn't see exactly what it was.
What? Okay, because you were into extreme stress here. Oh my goodness. Okay, I thought it was just a sensor malfunction. You kind of went back up. I think it was a sensor malfunction. I think it scared you a little bit, but not that much. I mean, they keep showing it. Anything here?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. All right. Very, very good. And now, wait, what happened to the temperature thing? Oh my God. I think I deleted it by mistake. Yeah, I did. Whoops. There we are. Okay. All right, this is going to be our last video.
Okay.
And as usual, okay, it's daytime. It's daytime.
I think it should be more scary. Yeah. It was nighttime.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's interesting data. Okay, so let's see where you are right now. You are at like 61 beats per minute. Your stress is around 200. You're going back up to the green. As soon as I come in and we start talking, like, your stress starts to lower. You see how you start going back into the green?
Yeah.
Like, this is you watching videos here, all of this. And all of this is you still watching videos. And this is the point at which the video ends. And then all of a sudden, you start going back up. So it's definitely stressing you out.
I think, yeah. I mean, not much.
Not much, yeah, but it's getting you stressed out.
What
your temperature is kind of stable. I wouldn't say it was extreme. Okay, here we go. Ready? Right. In 3, 2, last video. 1.
All right.
Incluso cuando salí tenía otra, cuando vine para acá se me empezó a pegar, boludo, me pegué un cagazo y ahora lo veo.
Pero es la estática, boludo. ¿Eh? Pero está
lejos. Estática. Está lindo para acá.
Ay, la concha de la lora. La pibita de la camasita me dijo que le tocaron la pierna, que le apretaron la pierna. Ay, mierda, se viene para acá.
Pero se viene para acá, pero tú vas. No. ¿Está prendido el aire algo?
¿Qué sé yo? Sí, creo que sí.
Tómate uno.
Vamos para adentro, boludo. Fui la mierda, la concha de la lora. No. Ahí está.
Asomate,
boludo. Largo, boludo.
¿Ve?
¡No! Ay, la concha de la lora. ¡Ay, no, la puta que te parió!
Right there this time. Hello? Hey, no. No, stay there. Hey. Dude, it's okay. Leave. Stop. You gotta go. Shh. Calm down. What are you? Stop. Charlie, come on. I don't even know how to explain what I'm seeing. Holy hell. Yes? Hello? What is that? Who are you? I'm not gonna hurt you. Leave my lights alone.
Frickin' thing, it's staring at me. It followed me home from the gifting rock. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning right now. I think I'm gonna, I don't know what to do. But, it followed me home and it is absolutely staring at me right now. Ugh. Alright.
Look at that! That is it.
Yo, come here, right through your legs. Look at this, look at this.
Yo, that's right in your fucking
No, 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 hold on, hold on. You need to stop more. You need to step off.
Yo, that would've got you right in your fucking neck.
Oh my God, right in his head.
Yo, my heart.
Yo, yo, by the time you're gonna be there, he's by your head.
You're gonna watch walking up there, man. Yo, rip that down.
Ooh. Yeah, how do you know he's not booby trapped again?
What's the matter?
Yo, that's fucking scary, man.
Holy shit.
So where was Jesse in here?
Facundo, levántate, por favor. Levántate.
Estira.
Jai Hanuman Gyan Gun Sagar. Jai Hanuman Gyan Gun Sagar.
Jai Hanuman Gyan Gun Sagar. Jai Hanuman Gyan Gun Sagar. Jai Hanuman Gyan Gun Sagar. Jai Hanuman Gyan Gun Sagar. Jai Hanuman
Do you helmet on sand? Do you helmet? Do helmet? Do you Do helmet? Do
helmet? Do helmet?
Do helmet? Do helmet? Do helmet?
Do
To go and check. Leave him up here. Come on.
Stella Jakes. That was a bad smash. Did you hear it?
Yeah, did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
我操！刚才一个大雷给这个给这楼，全给那干成活化了，这啥情况啊？哎呦我操！
这个热呀！
哎呦我的妈呀！雷电那样的都着火了，那是。
在哪儿呢？哎呦我，路上了。就那，
还是那样。
对，还是
那样。那颜色不一样吗？
一样的，就是更猛烈。我操，咋的了这是？
看，我又路上了。我操！
Wow, that's so cool. Wow.Hello? Hello? Hello? Oh my God, no!
是人影，可是一个人没有。我的天，
get him away?
We won't. Oh my god.
Take you guys into the
night.
That is feral, isn't it?
They're freaky, aren't they?
Oh, feral.
Loud. How was that one?
It had a scary moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That not too scary.
Some of them.
Okay, let me see. Hold on. Okay, let's see. This is let's see where we are here. They're still pretty stressed out from the second video. Your temperature is really doesn't go up that high, to be honest with you.
Really?
Well, let's find out. All right. Let's see how you did. Okay. We saw this already.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Wait, is this the same video? Yes, it is. Oh, my God. Did you see? Yeah, I showed you this. Wait, oh, no. Here we go. This is where the new one
starts. That's the new one, yeah.
Okay. So, let's see here. Was this scary for you?
Yeah.
This cave stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah? Let's see, because you keep going up.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like you're scared. What about this video with the balloon?
That was funny.
This was funny?
Yeah.
I'm looking at your face like you're smiling. Yeah, congratulations.
That was funny.
Fuck you. That was in Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what about this video? Does this one scare you?
That was a little scary.
No?
Yeah, it was.
It was?
Yeah.
What, that lady scare you?
That lady, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting because you keep going up. Like, it doesn't seem like this is stressing you out at all. Your temperature is going down. Your heart rate's pretty good. Your stress level's going up. I mean, your stress level's keeps going down. Anything here?
No. No.
Okay, because there was this.
That was some, like that one. I think that one, a black image comes out.
This thing scared you?
Is that with? Yeah, it did.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay, because it doesn't look like it did again. It's just your stuff just keeps going up.
That's not scary.
No. Okay. What about this diver video?
No.
You can't. Okay, so you're going down here. You didn't like this. I can see your face. You did not like this. I don't think anybody. I didn't see this video.
I was like, what in the world?
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Yeah.
What about this
thing? No, that was not scary.
No.
No.
I actually don't think anything in this video scared you.
Mm-mm.
As you keep going, your heart rate. What about the swing, swinging?
The swing, I think I had a little bit. I think it was on the second swing.
Yeah. What about this dog barking?
That
scared you?
Yeah, a little scare.
Yeah, finally. Look at him. Look at what he's looking at.
I know.
That's scary. Let's see. I guess it did scare you a little bit because you just started going down. Like, I can see your levels are dropping down a little bit, but okay.
Yeah, that was kind of a little scary. Yeah.
This?
Yeah, that one at the end. Yeah.
Okay. And then let's see. This find scary?
No.
No?
No.
It was an explosion, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what they're doing with these videos. That's weird. This?
No.
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 This tunnel stuff?
A little bit. This one's a little bit? When he shows up.
Okay, yeah. Let's see. Let's see how he responded. Your temperature, okay, before the tunnel start, 28.9. Okay, yeah, look, your temperature, and then that guy, your temperature went up.
Yeah.
From the beginning of the tunnel video?
Yeah, I was like,
to the point where they see him, you went up to almost 30 degrees Celsius, so. What about this one?
I was expecting something else, but nothing happened. Nothing happened, so.
I don't think, what about this
that
one?
That one is a little scary.
This one's a little scary?
Scary and funny at the end, because it's funny how the other girl tries with the other one from the feet. At the end, it's funny.
Let's see.
There.
You start laughing. Oh, it's that funny. Come on. Did this one scare you?
Nah,
it doesn't look scary. It's just like the shadow of the person following it. What about this one?
No, I don't think I did get scared.
This one, the stupid chair?
No.
Yeah, you don't look very impressed. Do you look?
No.
And this one?
No.
With the Tesla sensors?
Oh, no.
No?
No. That's actually
and the giant
cool.
snake?
No.
I don't know why they're showing animals tied. That's terrible. But this, I didn't understand this. Does this scare you?
The sound of the meowing? No.
No?
No.
Okay, because you the snake definitely stressed you.
Oh, but just by looking at it, like how big it is. Yeah.
This guy, I don't know what that was. And then that was kind of it. Okay, well, I believe that is going to. Yeah, perfect. Awesome.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you again next time.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.